Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There she stood in the street. Welcome back. 17th of the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Pete Sepp is our guest, our good friend, president of National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Pete, tell us about NTU.
We are the nation's oldest grassroots taxpayer organization, not as old as Australia, but we're trying to climb up the ladder there. We were founded in 1969 to work for lower taxes, less wasteful government spending, accountability from public officials at the local, state, federal, and international levels. And in fact, this October 23rd, we will be celebrating our 50th anniversary here in Washington,
D.C. All right.
You are invited, Jim.
I'll be there. Send me an invitation. I'll come. Yeah, you need to find something for me to do while I'm up there.
Keep busy. There are plenty of members of Congress who could use a discussion with you.
We'll have to go browbeat a few of them. So let's talk. Speaking of which, let's get some politics going here. So there's a lot of we got an election coming up. Perhaps you've heard there in Washington, there's a 2020 election coming up. I know that's not much on the radar up there, but there's about 120 Democrats who are thinking about running. About half of those have already declared. They're probably, I'm expecting at least one Republican to challenge President Trump. Of course, I predicted he wouldn't even run again. I'm still holding on to that. But be that as it may, the Democrats seem to be trying to out-progressive each other with what kind of new wacky tax systems they can come up with to tax those mean rich people. And give the money to other people. In fact, Ocasio-Cortez wants to give money to people who either can't work, even if you're not willing to work, she wants to give you money. What do you think?
Yeah. Unable or unwilling to work is the key phrase in her plan for a so-called Green New Deal, which really amounts to much, much more than trying to make America carbon-free in emissions.
It's confiscation and redistribution, isn't it?
Yes, it has a whole social agenda behind it that envisions transforming our economy by essentially make work jobs. If you go green, the philosophy goes, well, then all the people involved in things like airlines, there would be no air travel anymore under this plan, would start building high-speed rail. Well, tell that to the people of California, whose Democratic governor just canceled expansion of a high-speed rail plan.
Obama had to finally admit that all those shovel-ready jobs he talked about weren't ready. He had to admit that.
Yes, and this is not to denigrate the transformation of our economy into something that uses clean energy. In fact, we're doing that now through things like natural gas and replacing coal, even nuclear power. But this Green New Deal doesn't envision that. They envision a top-down, government-heavy plan with a tax agenda to boot that would be tremendously destructive to the economy. One concept is a so-called wealth tax. Now, Elizabeth Warren, one of Cortez's colleagues in the Senate, champions this idea, and we're talking about a 2% annual wealth tax on individuals with more than $50 million in net worth. Well, we know what that story is going to be about. You set the level at $50 million, that level becomes really a ceiling, and the floor will begin getting lower and lower.
So Pete, one thing I don't get, here's what blows me away. If we already know certain things don't work, and they don't even benefit the people. When it's been tried before, it didn't even benefit the people. It didn't just hurt the people who were being taxed. It didn't benefit the people who were supposed to be the beneficiaries. If we've already seen those movies, if we know how that book ends, why are we still trying to publish another one?
Because we have tremendously short memories, especially here in the United States, for still considering
ourselves a very young generation
country.
that wasn't taught history.
That's right. And tax history is an especially boring subject, but it's a very instructive one because a lot of it is about numbers and human behavior, mm-hmm. and you can translate that experience in other countries directly to here. When you think about it, back in 1990, there were 12 member countries of the so-called OECD, the industrialized nation.
Right.
About half of them had some kind of wealth tax. Today, only four of them do. And the reason is because they're unworkable. When you think of what a wealth tax means, it means paying an estate tax, a death tax, not just once, but every single year of your wealthy life.
And also, by definition,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.